I'll give us a few words. You know, we've talked a lot about the past, heard from some renters today about the present. My sense is that Ed's going to talk more about the past, and then we are going to move on to the future of fair housing with these young artists.
Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler, Ed Washington, I was asked just to, I guess it's sort of like baseball, sort of a cleanup batter or something like that. But I just want to just chat a little bit about, in listening to all of the housing, my family moved here in 1944, and we came from Birmingham, Alabama. And when we got here, we lived in Vanport. We lived in Vanport from 1944 up to and through the flood of 1948. And in 1948, after the flood, it was quite a journey for my family. We spent the first 3 months after the flood living on Swan Island, and by late fall of 1948, we moved out into the Northwest Industrial Area, where we lived in trailers for that horrible winter of 1948-1949. And I'm sure there's none of you here that would remember that but myself, but it was cold. And then we were able to find an apartment up on North Interstate, close to where the Portland School District office is located today. And then from there, we moved back to Swan Island in early 1950, and by the fall of 1950, my family was able to find a house on Northeast Cook Street between present-day Martin Luther King Boulevard and Northeast 7th Avenue, close to Irving Park. And you know, there was not the rules that would allow us to live wherever we wanted to then. There were very, very few African Americans east of Northeast 7th Avenue. I mean, very few. And most of them, I knew them because we all attended Irvington Grade School, and there were not that many of us there. After that, we stayed there, and that's where we got pretty much settled in. But I got married in 1959, and my wife and I were looking for an apartment in 1961. And these were apartments up on Alberta between Vancouver Avenue and I think it's Garfield or Gantenbein Street. And I went up there. We went there to check out the apartments, and the owner said, yes, we have an apartment. And we asked her, so how much is it? And she said, well, it's going to be $85 a month. Well, back then, I had enough sense to know that a good apartment was anywhere from $40 to $55 a month. So I had a very good friend who was an attorney, young man who has since passed on. His name was Ralph Cake Jr., and he was a white gentleman. I said, Ralph, I want you to go there and find out what it really is supposed to cost. And so Ralph went there, and we would get back together. And so we got back together the next day, and he said, Ed, he says, I can get the apartment for $55 a month. And I said, let's pay them a visit. So Ralph and I went over, and the way we set it up, Ralph went first, and I sort of laid back in the stairwell listening, and Ralph went on to say that the lady greeted him. She says, oh, I'm so happy to see you back, and he says, is that apartment still $55? She says, oh, absolutely, absolutely. He says, nothing else? She says, no. He said, you know, I don't understand. He says, I have a very good friend. You may remember him. His name is Ed Washington, and he came by here, and you quoted him $85 a month. He said, something's wrong with that. And he said, well, just a minute, I'm going to call Ed. And so I was back in the stairwell, and I came up. And I tell you, we got the apartment, but the most gratifying thing was to catch a person discriminating against you. And yes, we won the victory, but I'm telling you, you carry those scars for the rest of your life. And every time I would go anywhere to buy a house, that past still stays with me. So I'm so pleased with the work that Alan and all of the housing advocates are doing. And you know, I just turned 81 a couple of months ago, I guess. And you know, I hope that in the next 70 years that this conversation will be different. it's about time we get beyond this foolishness. So that's all I wanted to say, and thank you very much.
Mr. Washington, thank you very much. And frankly, it's because of the courage of people like you and the persistence of people like you that we're able to be here today showing progress. And these young kids are going to be inspired by what you've said today and that vision that you just put on the table that someday this is behind us. I think that can be the case. So thank you for being here. Thanks for your leadership, and thank you for sharing it with the next generation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. It is a special day when I get to sit and listen to the stories of Ed Washington, which is often but not enough. Thanks for coming today, Ed.
Could I just add, though, that Mr. Washington, it shouldn't be this way, and we haven't made nearly as much progress as we would have hoped. And so I just want to acknowledge that, and also with the mayor, join with him in saying thank you for your leadership. And I don't know about inspiring the children, but you inspired me, and thank you for what you've done for us.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Commissioner. So on to the future. Thank you so much to these young artists who this year entered the Fair Housing Poster Contest, whose theme was Fair Housing Lives in Oregon. This is the grand prize awardee, and it is by Misha, to my right. Misha, I'll have you hold that. Misha comes to us from Newburgh, and then we also have a couple of young folks who are from our community right here in Portland. Lydia Hall, who is from Irvington Grade School in the eighth grade, middle school, okay, right. In the eighth grade. And Kobe Chen, who is eight, and at Arleta, and is in the third grade.
All right, Kobe.
So these young artists signed posters for all of you, and so I'll have them come up and hand those out to you.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Oh, there you go. You can give these. Thank you so much, Lydia, Kobe, and Misha. And I think that we wanted to take a few minutes and get some photos with the young folks also.
Great.
And with our other young folk, Ed.
Very good. Should we just come down here in front to do
yeah,
this?
I think, yeah, right, and then Misha can hold his poster. Let's see, where is there enough room?
Alan, let's go back.
You want to get back there? Okay. Kids, why don't you go back there, young people, and Misha, you want to hold up your poster? Stand right up in the front.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mr. Washington. It's so good to see you. Good to see you. Thanks, Cody.
So with that, we wanted to thank you for inviting us to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act with the proclamation and today's events. And so for everyone who came to hear and participate, thank you very much for joining us today. So
thank you. Well done. Thank you, everybody. All right. Next up are items 348 and 49. Is it not 3:30? Oh, Commissioner Fritz is right. Why don't we take a 10-minute break? We'll reconvene at 3:30.
If the folks that came to the presentation could meet us in the